Welcome to Lead Magnet Magic. I'm your host, Katie Dunn, and today's episode is Freebie Fails, three opt-in problems that you should avoid. Let's dive in. Not all freebies are created equal. Freebies slash lead magnets. I tend to use the words interchangeably. Some attract the wrong audience, some overwhelm your leads, or worst of all, they fail to generate sales. And it's not just free lead magnets that can flop. Low ticket offers can too. I've been hearing a lot about free lead magnets versus low ticket lead magnets. If you have ever Googled anything about it, you're probably getting the same ads that I am, which is just like telling you that one will work and the other will not. But I did hear a quote on a podcast the other day. I listened to Not Your Average Marketing Podcast with Zach Spuckler. I love him. He's like a Facebook ads guru. He's excellent. But he said, vilification without justification is just marketing. So when you hear things like freebies don't work anymore, you have to do low ticket, or I'm hearing low ticket, blah, 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 you need to do high ticket. Just so you know that these people are vilifying one thing so they can market their thing. But as he said in one of these most recent podcasts that I listened to, that's just marketing, and both can work. And you actually should have both within your marketing plan. So anyway, that's just a tangent that I went on because I wanted to reiterate that vilification without justification is just marketing. So today, what I'm talking about is the three opt-in problems that you should avoid, plus how to turn your lead magnets into a real customer journey that brings in sales. So, fail number one, the too broad to convert lead magnet or freebie. So this is a lead magnet, a freebie, or a low ticket offer that tries to appeal to everyone and in turn attracts no one. So, for example, you can do something like the Ultimate Business Growth Guide, which sounds great. It sounds like something that people would want, but it's actually too vague and it doesn't speak to a specific problem. You'll get a mixed audience building different types of businesses, different parts of their business journey. So they might have zero intent to buy your actual offer because the Ultimate Business Growth Guide might not actually lead them to your offer or service. So how to fix it? You want to niche down. Instead of a broad guide, try 5 email templates to get more clients for virtual assistants. So it's very specific. It's 5 email templates. That's something somebody needs right now in order to get more clients for virtual assistants. So it's a specific audience, a specific need, a specific give. So focus on that specific pain point that directly relates to your paid offer. All right, so for low ticket lead magnets, that was for freebies. An example would be like a generic marketing 101 course for $27. It is bad because it doesn't build trust. It's too broad, doesn't create urgency to buy more from you, to like hop on your customer journey train to your offer or service. So in order to fix it, you want to make the natural next step from your lead magnet, so like your freebie, to a checklist, to a $27 email sequence template. So ensure that it's valuable, but it's semi-incomplete, so they need the next thing in your sales funnel, and they will likely stay on track to your higher ticket offer. Okay, fail number two, the overwhelmingly info dump freebie. So what does that mean? That means a lead magnet that gives too much information, leaving people confused or paralyzed with no action. So for free lead magnets, an example would be like a 100-page ebook that covers everything about marketing. People will download it. They might start reading it, but they'll never finish it. It's too big. And it will fail. It's not too big to fail. It will overwhelm your leads, and they will end up not taking action, which means they won't move forward in their customer journey, and they will never make it to your offer or service. So in order to fix this, you can give them a quick win. Instead of a giant ebook, offer a one-page cheat sheet or a five-day challenge or even just a swipe file, Canva templates, that sort of thing. Focus on one specific micro problem and solve it fast. All right, for low ticket magnets, you might get the overwhelming info dump if you give something like a $47 all-in-one business toolkit with 100 plus resources. So the buyer gets decision fatigue and doesn't use the product. They feel like they already have everything and don't need your premium offers. So if you're giving them 100 plus resources, they might feel like, well, everything I need is probably in this $47 product. Why would I need anything more? So in order to fix it, sell them a mini solution like a 7 email sequence template for a sales funnel. Keep it tactical, practical, and immediately useful. Fail number 3 is the no next step lead magnet or freebie. So this is a freebie or low ticket offer that does not lead to your paid offer, or it might leave people hanging. For example, a free lead magnet that is a downloadable checklist with no follow-up emails. So the lead grabs it and forgets about you. There's no nurture sequence, which will equal no conversions. And in order to fix that, always connect your freebie to your next step. So a free webinar leads to a mini service, leads to a low ticket product, that sort of thing. You could also use a follow-up email sequence, which you should be doing for everything, to educate, nurture, and sell. For low ticket lead magnets, the no next step might be a $37 masterclass that doesn't mention your signature course. So people are seeing it as a one-time purchase rather than part of a bigger customer journey, and you miss the opportunity to upsell or cross-sell them with your high-ticket stuff. So in order to fix it, you could add a bonus or a fast action discount to your next offer. So buy this $37 masterclass now and get $37 off the high ticket price, or upgrade to your VIP, blah, 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 for more like one-on-one or group coaching, something like that. So you can include a product in your call to action. So inside your workbooks, say something like, do you want the full system? Join my signature program. So you're giving them a little bit of what they need, but again, it's a little incomplete, and they need to go to the next step for all of your amazing knowledge. So if you offer a super long ebook, you should offer instead a one-page checklist or template. If you offer a freebie with no follow-up, you want to offer a nurture sequence with a call to action. If you offer a low-ticket offer that's too overwhelming, you should be offering a small, high-impact product like a script, template, or a calculator. And if you offer, if your offer is giving too much for free and killing the urgency to buy, you should deliver value but leave room for the paid transformation. So to recap, don't be too broad, don't be too overwhelming, and don't leave them hanging. So now that you know what not to do, let's make sure you have a high converting freebie or lead magnet instead. And if you would like to, you can check out my course, The Freebie Formula. Always got to plug something I do at the end. If you want to check it out, head to thecrmfairy.com/freebie-formula. Obviously, the link will be in the description and the show notes or whatever. So within the freebie formula, there are 5 modules, and it goes over the foundations of a winning freebie. Choosing the right freebie format, creating your freebie like a pro, promoting your freebie, and then optimizing that freebie and the sequence for growth. And if you have a freebie or a lead magnet and are looking for somebody to look at it and see if it's working, then I do give free lead magnet audits. So if you head to my website, thecrmfairy.com, you can fill out a form and I will get back to you on how I think your lead magnet could improve in order to have people get to your high ticket offer or service. So, thank you so much for listening to Lead Magnet Magic. It is a bi-weekly, as of right now, podcast. But you could also check out my YouTube channel, which has this 1 week and then another video the second week that's a little more visual. Hopefully this was very helpful. And if you have any questions, you can find me on Instagram at @thecrmfairy. Feel free to DM me with any questions, comments, or concerns. All right. Thanks so much.